with you. We'd like for you to open your Bible and look with me to the book of Mark, chapter number 11. The book of Mark, chapter number 11. Look at the very first verse. And when they came nigh to Jerusalem, unto Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth forth two of his disciples, and saith unto them, Go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as you enter into it, you shall find a colt tied, whereon never man sat. Loose him and bring him. And if any man say unto you, Why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him. And straightway he will send him hither. They went their way and found the colt tied by the door within a place where two ways met. And they loosed him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, What do ye loosing the colt? They said unto them, Even as Jesus had commanded, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus, and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees, and strawed them in the way. And they that went before, and they that followed, cried, saying, Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David, that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem, into the temple, and when he had looked around about upon all things, and now the eventide was come, he came out unto Bethany with the 12. What's happening here in these verses? Jesus is on his way towards the cross. These scriptures are going to begin the very last week of the life of Jesus. In fact, in the Old Testament, in the book of Zechariah, it was prophesied that he who would be the Messiah would come riding upon a colt through the city, and that people would throw down palm branches in front of him. And so when Jesus was ready to come into the city there, he told two of his disciples, he said, I want you to go to such and such place, and there you're going to find a colt tied up. And so the two disciples, they began to go off and find the place where this colt is. And the Bible says in verse 4 that they found that colt tied by the door within a place where two ways met. In other words, it was kind of a crossroads. One road going straight and the other road going maybe left to right. Maybe it was a crossroads there. Anyway, that little colt was there tied up. And so they came to that place and there the colt was. And the owner of the little colt looked at those two disciples and said, What are you doing? Why have you come for my colt? And remember, Jesus had told them when they went to find that colt, when you find him and when they ask you about it, just say, The Lord hath need of him.
Amen.
And all they did was turn around to the owner of that little colt there and said, You know, the Lord hath need of him. And that was good enough. They simply untied that little colt and led him back down there to Jerusalem where Jesus was. And Jesus, the Bible says, was ready to get upon the back of that colt, and the disciples and all the people began to put their coats and their garments upon that little colt for Jesus to ride it. That was the only saddle he had, was their very coats. They put it up on top of him. And as that little colt began to carry Jesus through the middle of the streets, the people began to cut down palm branches off the trees and throw them out where the colt was walking. Kind of like rolling out the red carpet for Jesus as he went through, saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. That means a glory to God, and it means, Lord, please save us. The scriptures tell us that it says, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
They were surely thankful. They knew that this one coming through there looked to be the fulfillment of the prophecy of Zechariah. Now, what does that mean to you and I tonight? Well, I want to think about that little colt for just a few minutes. That little old colt that the Bible says nobody had ever ridden on that colt. In other words, my friend, it was completely what you might think was wild. No man had ever ridden on it. Have you ever tried to ride a horse that nobody has ever ridden on? It'll buck you and throw you off in a heartbeat. Because a horse or a colt must be trained how they can and should be ridden. And it takes a long time and a great deal of effort. Yet when these disciples came and got this colt, they said, "The Lord hath need of him." And from the very time they put him there, put that little colt there, Jesus fed on him. He never bucked wild. He was honored that Jesus chose to set upon him.
Amen.
Now tonight, the Bible says this little colt was in a place where there was two ways meeting. In other words, a crossroads. I want to say tonight that I believe that that little colt represents you guys. I believe with all my heart that in your life, for many of you, you're at a crossroads. And there's a way to heaven, and there's a way to hell.
Amen.
My friend, the only way you're going to be on the path to heaven is because you've chose to serve Jesus.
Amen.
And let Him save your soul.
Yes.
My friend, without that, you'll never get into God's kingdom. Amen, and go to heaven. That little colt was tied up. He was staked out there for a specific reason. Now tonight, all of you have come for a one awards night, but I want to say, I believe the Lord has taken a little rope and tied you right here at Bethel for a whole year, maybe just for this very night, and He's got you tied right here to listen to a preacher who's come to tell you about Jesus. Now when you look around, when that little colt looks around, he'll look up on the hill. He's standing there at the rope, and he looks up on the hill, and all the other colts that are his age and his size, they're up there eating grass and wild oats, and they're kicking their back feet high and running with their front legs and their back legs, going wild, having a great big time. And it sure does look like that's the thing to do. Do all these worldly things and have all this worldly fun. And all the other little colts was probably making fun of that one that was tied up down there. But I want to tell you that one that was tied up for a reason. He was tied up for a purpose. While the rest of them was up having a good time, he was there just minding his own business. He couldn't get free, couldn't get loose, and to tell you the truth, for some odd reason, he didn't want to. Until the hour came where the disciples said to his owner, said, "We're going to loose him and let him go because the Lord has need of him." Now tonight, the devil may try to have his stranglehold in your life, and he may be trying to grapple with you and hold you down and keep you tied up. But I'm glad to say that Jesus has sent the Holy Ghost to loose you and to let you go. And He says to the devil and all his angels tonight, "I want to know the Lord has need of you." The Lord wants to use your life for a reason. He wants to come in your life and wants to live in your life. And He looks that for your life, that your life would bring Him glory. Your life would bring Him honor. In other words, He wants to ride in your life just like He was riding that little colt. And when that little colt, my friend, was untied there and led back to where Jesus was, he didn't kick high and he didn't run loose. He just said, "I want to serve God. And I want to carry Jesus around a little while."
Amen.
I want to say to you, tonight I remember at the age of 12 years old, the night the Holy Ghost came and spoke to me about being saved. And the Lord Jesus that night untied me, set me free, and He came to live within me. And He's been riding in my life ever since. And I'm glad tonight that I'm able to carry Him in my life. He lives there.
Amen.
Now, there are many of you here tonight, and you may say, "Preacher, I ain't no cold. I don't feel tied up. I don't feel at a crossroads." But I want to say to you, the Lord has need to save you.
Amen.
He wants you to go to heaven. He wants you to go to hell. He said that hell was a place created for the devil and his angels. It wasn't created for mankind, but when mankind rejects the gospel and rejects the message that Jesus saves, that's where they're on their way to. It goes over here to the book of John chapter 6 tonight real quick. About 5,000 people, 5,000 men that were starving and hungry, and they sat down there, all of them together, and Jesus came to the disciples and said, how much money do we have amongst everybody? Let's pool our resources, find out how much money's here, and find out how much bread we can buy to feed 5,000. They went out, and didn't seem like they had a whole lot. They looked through all the different people they had there. And in John chapter 6, verse number 8, one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, "There is a lad here who hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes." He said, "We've looked through the whole crowd and nobody's got any money. Nobody's got anything to eat, but there's one little lad here that's got 5 loaves and 2 small fishes, and he wants to give them to Jesus." Andrew says, "I don't know how 5 loaves and 2 fishes are going to feed 5,000, but Jesus, you know." Jesus said to them, "Make them sit down." And there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in the number, about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves and he gave thanks. And when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise the fishes as much as they would. And when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Can you imagine? Amongst all that crowd, one little boy said, "Jesus, I want you to take what I have and I want you to use that for your glory." And Jesus gave thanks to heaven, to his Father, broke that bread, distributed the disciples, and they fed 5,000 men till they got their bellies completely filled. And after they were done, he passed baskets. And the Bible says these baskets were the word kaphenos. Sounds like the word coffin. That's how big they were, as big as a coffin. They found 12 baskets as big as coffins and filled them up with the leftovers. Isn't that amazing? I mean, you couldn't have took 5 loaves and 2 fishes to begin with and filled 12 baskets. But after they get in the hands of Jesus and sit down amongst the people, somehow he's able to bless it and do that which it is only he can do. Preacher, what are you trying to say? I can't save anybody. I don't have anything tonight except I know, beyond any shadow of a doubt, Jesus has saved me.
Amen.
And if he can save me, he can save you.
Amen.
And my friend, he can do great and marvelous things if we'd let him into our hearts and let us ride him around for his glory. I wonder tonight, amongst this crowd tonight, there's adults. I've seen adults get saved at a Awana Close. I've seen many young people get saved at a Awana Close. But I wonder tonight, is there anybody here to say, "Preacher, this thing about heaven and hell, been weighing it, I've been thinking about it a long time. Preacher, I can't afford to go to hell. The Lord's dealt with me about getting saved. I've been asking a lot of questions. And I think the one question I want to ask is, Jesus, will you save me?" And he'd do that. If you would, just stand to your feet. Adults as well. Nobody's looking. Saints of God, you be praying. Young people, if you'd close your eyes, bow your heads. I'm going to ask you that are a little older just to be as reverent as you can. Might be somebody here tonight say, "Preacher, I'd like to get saved. I've studied and heard all year long about Jesus. I want to be saved." I wonder, is there somebody here? You just lift up your hand and say, "Preacher, I want to come up there to that altar and get saved. I'd meet you right down here." Is there anybody in the house? It's been a good year. We've seen a number of folks saved this year. But I wonder, is there anybody tonight? Say, "I'm at the crossroads in my life. And I want Jesus to ride me, my life, for his glory." Is there anybody tonight you'd like to come and call on Jesus as your Savior? Our Father and our God, as we bow our head before you tonight, Father, we do thank you for your blessings. We thank you for a wonderful Awana year. We thank you for these precious young people, God, that you've allowed us to minister to this year. I pray, God, for their teachers. I pray, God, you just reward them. Lord, you said, Father, our labor is not in vain when it's in the name of the Lord. Father, this year these folks have worked in the name of Jesus. And I pray, God, you'd bless them. Thank you for all these adults that have come this way tonight. I just pray a special blessing upon the remainder of this service. We ask all these favors in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Won't you look at me now? I'm getting ready to turn the service over to Brother Jerry and Brother Dennis. Y'all be coming on up here tonight. Won't you look at me? Have you had a good time in the one this year? Have you enjoyed it? I tell you, I look forward to next year already. We'll be starting in September, the first Wednesday of September, and I look forward to it. And again, I appreciate you young people for all your dedication and faithfulness to come. They have worked very, very hard, and you all are greatly to be commended. Amen?
Amen.
Everybody can have a seat. You guys, come on up here.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the Bethel Missionary Baptist Church Awards Night. On behalf of myself and Brother Dennis, I'm sure he feels the same way. I'd like to thank all the clubbers and the leaders that's helped this year. And like Brother Dern said, you know, it takes a lot of time, a lot of dedication. I know there are things that we could be doing elsewhere, but had one boy got saved this year in Awana, and that's worth it all year long. Just that one soul right there. That's nothing the devil don't get, and I praise God for that. But it's been a blessing to work with all these children. And I tell you, over the years, you grow to know them all and call them by name. And they come up, and around here, everybody calls me the chewing gum man. I supply the gum for all these kids. And just something small, you know. They really enjoy stuff like that. And it's just a privilege the Lord gets me, you know, just to work with them and let them know that we're there for them. We love them. And I want to tell them all I love them, every one, very much. We're going to do this like we do on a Wednesday night through our awards and go through all the flag ceremonies and everything. And then we're going to go ahead and have birthdays or Awana song. And I'm sure these clevers right here really surprise you when they sing. They've learned this song well, and it's a blessing. So we'll go ahead and get started with our flag ceremonies. We'll get these fellas to bring them out and present colors in the middle aisle here. If everyone that can and will is able, would please stand in reference to the United States flag of America, please. Attention. Pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Next, the Awana flag. Attention, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the Awana flag, which stands for the Awana Clubs, whose goal is to reach boys and girls with the gospel of Christ and train them to serve him. Okay, all the adults just can be seated now. Okay, let's sing out just as loud as we can sing, okay?
Firmly Awana stands, led by the Lord's command. Approved workmen are not ashamed. Boys and girls for his service claim.
Happy birthday to you.
about this time over in the gym, we give out our awards that the clubbers has earned any. But as you can see, we're going to have them get trophies tonight. And I want to brag on these children a little. There's some of these clubbers that finished their book. And that would be something for me to even do, because there are a lot of verses in that second book that they get. And they showed me they're really interested, and I'm proud of them. That's a real blessing. But we're going to go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. This is what we normally do in the gym. We need to remember all the names on our list here at church, the families that's lost loved ones here recently. We see here, we look at this flag over here, and we think about our freedom. Memorial Day just passed, and the soldiers and stuff over in Iraq right now fighting for our country and our freedom. A lot of them really lost their family members, those that have got killed. And so let's remember those and pray that the Lord will touch right there, and maybe that'll end for too long, and then come back home to be with their families. Pray for all the ones in the hospitals, nursing homes, wherever they may be that needs the Lord's touch. There are several people in this community that really needs the Lord's touch. They're sick and afflicted. At this time, we'll go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer, and then I'm going to ask Brother Dennis to come up, and we're going to go ahead and do our awards ceremony. So everybody, let us bow our head. Our dear, kind, precious Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the privilege, Lord, you've allowed us all to be here tonight. I thank you, Lord, most of all, for a place called Calvary, Lord, where you sent your Son to die and pay my sin debt. I pray, Lord, that you just have your will of way in this award tonight. I pray that each child that gets a trophy, Lord, that it would be a blessing to them. And, Lord, as they grow up, they can reflect on it and look back in the years that they were in Awana. And it's something, Lord, that they'll never forget. And pray one day, Lord, when they come to age accountability, Lord, that you just convict them and you save them for Jesus' sake. I pray, Lord, you be with all those that are grieving tonight, the ones that have lost loved ones, Lord, just touch them. And I pray, Lord, you just be with us and watch over us, be the soldiers in Iraq and their families, Lord, the one that's lost loved ones. I pray you be with this family, the young girl in Burnsville, that was a tragedy. Lord, you know the need there. I pray, Lord, that you just touch and help that family tonight, be the Dayton family, and just have your own way, Lord, in their lives. And I pray, Lord, that most of all, if there's somebody here that's never been saved, Lord, I pray you'd help them to realize what life is, and that's serving you. And I thank you for saving me with all my heart. Go with us now the remainder of this night. Have your will and way, and forgive me my sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn over to Brother Dennis right here.
Jane, bring your kids up and do your song for us.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to change it.
Jenny has worked all year, and the girls, the ladies have worked all year with these youngins for a special song for you tonight. And I'm sure it's going to be a blessing.
Thank you. Your mom, okay? That's your mom.
Emily Smith. Mason Daniels.
Good job, Mason.
Sierra Buchanan. Marley Austin. Kaylee Phillips.
Wait a minute. I'm not Christian. Marley. Which one did you get?
Here's yours.
Pictures, okay?
Turn around so they can take your pictures.
Beth, turn around.
Turn around, smile real big.
Come out here.
Let George give you a piece of chewing gum.
Good job, Phil. Okay. Let you guys sit down here, okay?
This is Steve, right?
Yeah.
That was one. Which one?
By the way.
Where's no way?
Who?
Noel. Right here. Is that Noel?
That's Elijah Bird.
That's Elijah Bird.
I'll call her name down.
Now, hang on a second. I hope somebody's going with through on me.
Faith Ledford.
Grace Ledford. Faith Ledford.
Faith right there.
Where's Dylan? Do you see Dylan?
Right there, yeah. Right there. Start up there. We'll go down this road.
Okay. Let's see here. What was
Matthew McKinney.
Faith and Grace.
Faith.
Now we'll go to the Sparks group. Faith Lefton.
She here?
Or something. Dylan Lefton. Ben Yang.
Jerry. Hello, Mr. Ben.
There you go, buddy.
Stand out here, Stan.
Rose Ramsey.
She here?
Colton Wise.
Darian.
Darian.
Tell you, you're Darian.
Darian.
one you just read.
There you go. Here you go, Danny. Keep this bookmark.
Will 11. Keel 11.
Who?
Sorry. I know I've missed one at Fortnite of that.
Here it is.
It's yours, lady. Let me get your ticket. Give that book marker to your mom and dad.
Sam McClellan.
There you go, Sam.
Caitlin Hunley. If you think this was a big group this year, you're right. Gina and Beth and Daniel and Ella had their hands full, but they done a super good job. We're not even halfway through this class yet. Luke Walter.
Yeah.
Here you go, Luke.
Cassidy Fisher. Maddie Daniel.
White man. Good job, man.
Keegan Holman. Elijah Bird. Austin Phillips.
That's Kate Jones. Looking fine there. Austin Phillips.
Kate Jones. Maverick Austin.
Maverick Austin.
I just seen that.
Kiana Moore.
Let's see, Isaac Clifford. Kiana's the one you got.
Kiana's the one you got.
Okay.
It does. Scared me. Shanoa Moore.
These two here's my Burger King girls.
Taylor Leffy.
Taylor Leffy.
Not here.
Thank you.
Victoria Miller.
Good job, Noel. There you go.
Jesse Pittman?
Ralph.
No kin to Chris.
He's over there, Ralph. Give it to your mommy and daddy, okay? Don't drop him.
Laura Ramsey?
She here?
Harley Bowers?
That's it.
Good job. Grace Ledford.
Okay, she's not here.
Like I said, this was a big group, but it was a good group.
Are they at Katie Masters?
Katie Masters?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, let's give them a big one.
All right, everybody give them a big one.
Okay, now go with the
stand. If you're just going straight up, 61st and 1 year,
she's not here, I don't think. You can have her
name. Now we'll go into the TNT 3 and 4, 3rd and 4th grade girls. Tiffany Riddle.
Give me yours for Tiffany.
Cheyenne Wise.
I'll take it when I go.
Jasmine Carpenter? Not here.
Here you go.
Alex Ledford?
She's not here, I'm sure.
Allison Murdoch? Trista Lynn Riddle? Kayla Clark.
Samantha McCann.
Samantha McCann. Brianna Young.
She here?
Oh, she in there.
Alex Thomas.
Put them right there.
That's our TNT 3rd and 4th grade girls.
Good job, y'all. Okay.
Now for our TNT 3rd and 4th grade boys. Nick Buchanan. James Stewart.
Mine up right here, Dr. Lee. James here? Okay, here you go.
Timothy Levin.
This is my nephew here. There you go, little buddy.
Adam Hughes.
They're not here.
Jacob McClellan.
This is a cheat.
Brandon Hughes. Ben, I ain't gonna
Houston.
Try that last
Houston. Time. Ben Houston. I know him. I know these people good.
Good job, Ben.
Hey, some Malapais. That's why I know him.
Gabe
Hughes. As I say, L.A. or Alpais.
There you go. Gary.
That's it.
TNT 3rd and 4th grade boys.
Okay, you can go sit down.
TNT 5th and 6th grade girls. Samantha Jones.
I call her high fan.
Hey, she's tall as you are now, Jerry. You better be careful. Very easy. Tiffany Ramsey. Not here.
Technology.
Megan Woody. Brooke Tolley. Danielle Singleton.
Danielle here.
Tanya Ledford. Melinda Ledford.
You want me to give Tanya's stuff?
We'll give you
that.
Kendra Buchanan. Catherine Roberts. Casey Penley.
Lacey
Penley.
She's messed up twice.
What's that say? I only read what you wrote. Danielle Bird. Michaela Murdoch. Kayla Singleton. Candace Washburn. Kayla Holman. Tara Gannon. No relation to Shane.
We won't hold that against
her. Megan Pippen. That's our TNT 5th and 6th grade girls. Now for our TNT boys, 5th and 6th grade, Jacob Hanley. Remington Austin.
Here you go, man. I kiss your mom.
Justin Hughes. Not here. Dylan Grimestaff. Josh McClellan.
Dylan, thank you.
Josh McClellan. He done got it. Andy Phillips.
You missed your mom and dad.
Joshua Adam Miller. Jacob Finley.
Saved in the water program this year. So that's a real blessing. I thank the Lord for saving them.
Travis Allen.
Thank you.
Not here. That is our TNT 5th and 6th grade board. Now for our JV group. Seth McClellan. Adam Walter. Brian Fisher. Woody.
Brian. Appreciate you.
Monica Woody. Brittany Murdoch. Casey Ledford. Misty Ledford. Misty Ledford. Shelby Walter. Mallory Pittman.
No kid in the family.
Ashley Miller. Ariel Bird. Our JV group. Now, we're going to going to do the perfect attendance awards for the clubbers. John, you said it was 21. We had 21 students this year that had perfect attendance.
Amen.
Most ever that we've had in 1 year that's had perfect attendance. Also, on their plaque, we've had some that's had more than 1 year of perfect attendance. We also have on the plaque the number of years that they received perfect attendance. So when you come up, if you'll come up when I call your name, Maverick Austin, 4 years. Megan Pittman, 3 years.
Thank you.
Marley Austin, 2 years.
Good job, Marley.
Tara Gunner, 1 year. Trista Lynn Riddle, 1 year.
She's not here.
Caitlin Hunley, 1 year. Austin Phillips, 2 years.
Oh, Austin.
Victoria Miller, 3 years. Kayla Singleton, 1 year. Michaela Murdoch, 1 year. McCannum, 1 year. Kaylee Phillips, 2 years. Michaela Clark, 1 year. Remington Austin, 2 years. Misty Ledford, 1 year. Danielle Bird, 1 year. Hannah Ruth Crosby, 2 years. Elijah Bird, 1 year. Candace Washburn, 4 years.
Let's see.
Save the best for last. Samantha Jones, Casey Ledger, 8 years. Can you imagine coming in and missing a night for 8 years? Not missing a night. Close my mind. Perfect attendance. Good job. Okay, our helpers this year, Martina Jackson. Mark, I want to thank you very much. When we had our opportunity out back helping with snack time, helping us with the kids, thank you very much. Kim Moore. Kim helped out tremendously in a time of need. Thank you very much, Kim. Tammy Street. Tammy helped out tremendously with me. Now for our leaders and our pens. Rosetta Fisher, 2 years. Shane Gutter, 2 years. Beth Stout, 2 years. Janine Gaynor, 2 years.
Appreciate you,
Ella Stout, 3 years. Kelly Smith, 2 years. Gina Walter, 3 years. Connie Silvers, 7 years. Jeff Singleton, 8 years. Marty Burleson, 6 years. Jenny Austin, 5 years. Donna Phillips, 6 years.
You're holding up production.
Chris Pittman, 1 year. Lloyd Fisher, 2 years. Bella Eckard, 4 years. Sheva and David Grindstaff not here tonight. This was their first year of water. John Stout, 1 year. Sylvia Jones, 8 years. Sherry Washburn, 7 years. Sandy McClellan, 7 years. Darren Walder, 5 years. Here's our Ever Wednesday night, brother. John Jackson, 7 years. Amanda Wiseman, 4 years. Manuela Sparks, 4 years. Adam Wiseman, 7 years. Linda Wiseman, 8 years. Chris Daniels, 1 year. You just thought she was going to get set like that. Chris. Shirley Singleton, 4 years. 8 years. Shirley. Teresa Gurley, 1 year. Elaine Otis, 1 year. Patty Fisher, 7 years. Steve Tipton, 5 years. Daniel Cassida, 1 year. Jada Daniels, 1 year. Summer Crosby, 1 year. Jean Cassida, 1 year. Amanda Barnett, 1 year. And Jessica Grunstadt, 5 years. Pam Pittman, 1 year. Vince Huston, 1 year. Jerry Sparks, 8 years.
Throw that away.
And Dennis McClellan, 6 years. The last thing to give out tonight, I do believe, perfect attendance for the leaders. And this says a whole lot about our leaders. Because like Darren said earlier, without the leaders, we couldn't have the Awana program. And when the leaders are willing to show up every night, or every Wednesday night, to teach these kids and help those kids, it says a lot for the leaders. We had 16 leaders this year that had perfect attendance. Teresa Gurley. Jeannie Austin. Donna Bell. Rosetta Fisher, Daniel Cassida. Yep, you gotta get up again. Manuela Sparks, Shane Gutter, Shirley Singleton. Patty Fisher, Sandy McClellan, Elaine Otis, not here, John Jackson. Amanda Barnett and Jerry Sparks and Lynn. And that is all the awards tonight. Give everybody a big hand. Sorry, I just got informed that Luke Waldrop had perfect attendance also. Andy Phillips, I'm sorry, they came to me in. And there was some first year pins, I do believe, that did not show up, that we did not give out this year, right, John?
Yeah, we'll get them.
And we will get those to the appropriate people of the first year pins. You got something? Well, come right on left here.
Daniel and Ella and Beth, and I love them so much.
Amen.
Ceremonies and picnic time. Also want to invite you all to Sunday school. There's a lot of you that may not have a home church or a Sunday school that you attend. We want to invite you to Sunday school, adults included. I'd like to see you in church on Sunday somewhere. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I want to ask you, would you please stand with us tonight? A lot of awards have went out tonight, and a lot of certificates, a lot of labors went into this entire year. But let me say this. The one person tonight in this church that's all because of is Jesus.
Amen.
It's because of His death, burial, and resurrection.
Amen.
And tonight there's no trophies, no certificates that we can give Him, but just our little old hearts. And so I just want to say tonight, I love Him, and I appreciate Him, and He's the reason that we're here. Until He comes, and He'll accept the Lord, amen. When His daddy puts a crown on His head, no man will take off, crowning King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess all those things right there. Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords for the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
Let's pray. Our Father, we thank You for Jesus.
Yes.
We thank You for His sacrifice upon Calvary. What a labor of love He gave for wretched sinners like us.
Yes.
Now, we didn't deserve anything, but You saw fit to save us. Lord, we thank You for that. Now, God, I pray that You'd touch each one that's come this way tonight. I pray, God, You'd touch each heart, bless each parent, each student, each leader. God, we thank You so much for each one. We pray tonight, God, You bless and touch those that are sick, those that are in the hospitals, those that have just gone through surgeries, those that are bereaved. Father, we just ask, Lord Jesus, tonight that You'd minister to each one of these families. Lord, we ask all these favors in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Before you leave, for you that are in a water, same rules as you leave as was in the gym. No run through the parking lot. You need to be with your moms, dads, guardians. Before you take off through the parking lot. You are liberty to go. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Get that back door.
Get back door.
Ask your ambush.